Heading into the spring, the U.S. existing home sales market was brisk. In March, the National Association of Realtors reports home sales dropped over 8%. But Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports one realtor in the area says there are market opportunities right now.
Hey, I'm Rock Florida, EXP Realty Epic Group, executive broker and team leader. And we're here at the original Southern Trust Company store, one of the oldest historic homes in Fayetteville. Would you like to go take a look?
The impeccably restored 1,700 square foot log home is empty and smells like fresh varnish.
And their suggested retail price on it currently is $374,000. And this place has over $120,000 of stonework landscaping around it. And all the floors have been refinished and it is ready for you to move in.
Recently placed on the market, the historic home would likely have sold by now.
You know, the week prior to spring break. And that's usually when the activity peaks. And the week prior was when we were placed on lockdown.
If Rock Florida sounds a bit muffled, it's because he's wearing a face mask and disposable vinyl gloves for protection during the coronavirus pandemic. He says a year ago, the region had a huge inventory of high-dollar homes. Affordable housing was much less available, he says, and more costly. But things are shifting drastically now.
A lot of sellers, quite frankly, have been reticent to actually put their property on the market. They were prepared to and have since decided to withhold for the time being and kind of wait to see what's going to happen.
Because of the economic crash.
Right about the March 11th through the 18th, all of my sellers, without exception, asked me, should we go ahead and market the property or wait? Now, with all of our properties, the ones that I'm in charge of representing, I encourage them to go ahead. People were still going to be needing to buy, and you might as well be those that are available for those that are looking.
Looking because mortgage rates have dropped. In theory, realtors say this should drive demand for houses given monthly mortgage interest rates are dirt cheap right now. But banks and mortgage lenders are requiring higher credit scores for people trying to secure a home due to the pandemic.
What we have currently is that we are down 35%. Year over year, from last year to this year, through the one-month period from March 18th through April 18th, we are down on the sales side 35%.
Florida, who works solely in the Fayetteville market, sold over 40 homes last year. First-time home buyers, he says, typically are out and about in spring, but the market, even for higher-cost homes, is unstable now. Buyers have lost confidence, he says. But online home hunting, he says, has surged due to shelter-in-place and stay-at-home directives.
We're seeing immense people are sitting at home shopping. they're able to go into our 3D Matterport maps and other, you know, virtual tour technologies, and that showing activity is pretty well spiked. But it's hard to quantify because they're not physical bodies in through the physical door.
And Florida's advice to those who are planning to sell their homes?
I have a tendency to be a little countercultural and counterindustrial and don't want to speak in the general rhetoric that you're kind of accustomed to hearing. I believe that if you're going to sell, you should get out while the getting's good.
The National Association of Realtors say that home prices remain strong for now and that virtual home tours and e-signings are up. As for purchasing a home?
Buying right now, I believe, is something maybe should be held off. Because in saying that, I believe that properties that are currently, I've watched properties that should have sold a year or two ago at 650 or 680. I just closed one this morning at less than 600. So we're going to be starting to see a decrease in that type of inventory and that type of valuation.
Given historic unemployment because of the pandemic, which could lead to a surge in foreclosures and even short sales, experts say more affordable inventory could come on the market. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.